that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
He shall give his angels charge over thee,
to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
and thou dash thy foot against the stone. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. It shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee.
Good evening, folks. This is Pastor John Kyle here with you again as we have another Friday evening together for a few hours of sharing some important things tonight, I believe, that we have to share with you, and hopefully it will really open some eyes. Today is the 23rd of July. We have one more Friday night in this month after tonight. So we are going to enjoy these times that we have together. Let's go ahead and start with some news here. How about that? Joe Biden says, I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated. That's what he said. Biden says, there's no excuse for downplaying the D.C. riots. Really? What about all the Antifa riots? What about all the destruction that they caused on things? Oh, there's no mention of those. But, oh, because these were Trump supporters, this is bad, and we can't have any excuse for that. But even though they didn't really do all that it said, a lot of it, from what I understand, what I've read is a scam, what they're trying to do and putting these people in prison and solitary confinement and all kinds of things. Well, Google co-founder Larry Page has been living off-grid and hiding out on an isolated Fijian island for most of the pandemic. He's bought an island as well. He owns it called Namuto, and he lives on a different one most of the time, but he goes to this other island too. And yeah, he's not doing much public stuff where you know much, even though he supposedly stays in touch somewhat with his right-hand man or whatever. But anyway, that's where he's doing, hiding out with his wife there. At least 45 churches have been set on fire in Canada as attacks on churches continue to escalate. Yeah, and here's a quote from a woman that masking kids is a form of child abuse, says Moms for America founder. She says it's not healthy, it's not necessary, and we moms won't put up with it when schools reopen, says Kimberly Fletcher. So she's standing up against wearing masks and knowing that it's not healthy for the children. Yeah, the young people have passed out from running with masks on. It crimps their breathing. Finally, some have decided not to make them wear masks when they're doing running and doing exercises. About time to figure that one out. That's not hard to figure out. Texas judge deems DACA unlawful, and immediately Justice Department plans to appeal that decision. Yeah, just let them all be citizens. Doesn't matter that they broke the laws and are here in America illegally. Doesn't matter about any of that. No, it just matters that the Justice Department not going to let this Texas judge deem DACA unlawful, which they are. Pro-choice New Mexico senator says he was denied communion by his bishop because of his political office. No, it wasn't because of his political office. It was because of his beliefs. Senator Joe Cervantes said it was his office, but the priest said it's because of his pro-abortion views, wanted to kill babies. So is it any wonder that he was denied? If the Catholics were truly Catholic, they would deny him and all of them that are pro-abortion out there. But of course, a lot of them are compromising. Gallup poll finds that Republicans twice as likely to, as Democrats, to have confidence in the church. Well, you figure it out. Who's the most antichrist of the two? It's not hard to figure that one out. Have you looked at the chaos that has gone on in South Africa? Some people are saying that same type of thing coming here, where people be looting and just destroying their own cities. And I look at some of the footage. That's pretty messy mess over there that they have. Just kind of give you some ideas what it could be like in America if this thing continues the way things are going. So two Christian dental school students won the fight against university's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and were finally granted religious exemptions from taking the vaccine after Liberty Counsel intervened on their behalf. So thank God they won. And a lot of places are going to try to mandate this, and there's going to be quite a fight going on. There's a lot of medical profession people do not want the vaccine. And a lot of them at the hospital in Charlotte, North Carolina, been told they have to have it by a certain time, and October 30th, and they just don't want it. They know the dangers of it, and they're not going to have it. So the mass number of trying to get religious exemptions or quitting or whatever. And so, yeah, it's you know, who was it that just covered up, one of the government agencies covered up 6,000 dead from that COVID vaccine. They took it off their website. Was it CDC or one of the others? I don't remember which one it was, so I can't quote it. But anyway, I just read that today. So a lot of people are dying from the vaccines, and they want to, and they just bought 200 million more. The government does. They're determined to get everybody vaccinated. China unveiled the fastest ground vehicle in the world. That's right, a new train capable of going over 370 miles per hour. The Maglev train uses electromagnetic force, making it float. So there's no real contact between the rail and the body at those high speeds. Amazing how it even stays on the track then if there's no contact. I don't know how that works. But anyway, interesting. Now, would you want to ride on a train going 370 miles an hour? That's faster than a lot of smaller airplanes. Yeah. George Soros funnels $1 million to defund the police in response to violent crime surges. Oh, really? Well, how does defunding the police help stop the violent crime surges? Think something wrong there with that kind of mentality. Yeah. How about Beeman, do you think? Thousands gathering at the heart of the nation in Lebanon, Kansas. That's right, to pray. Thousands of people gathering to pray for the nation, to pray for people, to pray for revival, to pray for God to move in our country. So praise God. We just agree with that. And pray for God to move in this country and to turn things around from this great wickedness that is being done right now. And I can't even begin to touch on the amount of it that's going on. Just give you a few basic things about things that I share with you each week. But there are other news sources for all that. This is not the primary purpose of this program, and certainly not to give news. It's to minister the Word of God and to open up the eyes of our understanding, and to bring forth spiritual revelation and truth, and to bring deliverance to captives. You know, to teach on spiritual warfare, how to engage the enemy and prevail against him, all the powers of darkness. That's what we're here for. We're not here just to do news. That's a very minor part of the program. So if you wonder why I'm not giving more, that's why. I don't want to take the time to do it. I'll just give you some things that stand out to me, and especially things that have to do with Christians. Amen. All right, welcome to the program today. Glad to have you tuning in. We're going to get right into the Word here in a moment, but we're going to open up in prayer first. Very important that we pray. And we'll just join our prayers, too, with the people in that are praying for the nation as well, for a move of God in America. Father, we just agree together tonight for a move of God in this country, a turnaround of this wickedness and a taking down of the wicked that are in office, bringing these wicked things to pass, controlled by devils and evil, as they bring these things to pass in this nation that are ungodly, anti-Christ and anti-life and anti-people, anti-everything good and everything godly. And we just come against that in Jesus' name. Pray it will not prevail in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it. We rebuke the demons that are controlling these people and tell them that you will not prevail in Jesus' name. We send the angels into battle against these spirits right now to tear these things down that are trying to rise up their ugly head against the people of this nation, against the godly, God-fearing people, those that are left of us who have fear of God, reverence and honor toward God. And we just rebuke those spirits that are controlling these antichrist people, these God-hating people, these liars, and people that just constantly lie to the American people and tell them things that are just not true. We rebuke those spirits and say, you cannot prevail in Jesus' name. And we just pray that, Lord, you'll remove these wicked people in Jesus' name and put in righteous government for your glory in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you for these things. Lord, we pray for a move of God in our country. We pray for revival among Christians, awakening, a great awakening among the believers, a stirring to love and embrace truth again instead of the lies that so many have been embracing and receiving lately from straight out of the pits of darkness. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a move of your spirit and awakening of people from the seduction of demons, being tricked with demonic treachery in their lives, that they value the things of the world more than they do the things of God, and they know better that they shouldn't, but they do it. And they're basically half backslidden, if not all backslidden, and given over to the things of the flesh. Their flesh dominates them. Oh, we pray for these Christians that are carnal Christians, ruled by their flesh, ruled by their own selfish, lustful desires, Father, that you bring conviction on their lives, Father, and bring them out of the darkness that they've embraced and that have been successful in seducing them, and bring them into the light of the glory of God, Father, that they will hate the evil and love the good. And you are the good, Lord. We give you glory because you are the good. Every good and perfect gift that comes down from the good, Father, we receive those good and perfect gifts that come down from above into our lives. We receive healing. We receive health. We receive the abundant life, Father, today. We receive the favor of God on us, Father, daily, that the favor of God would rest on us. We thank you that we can live in that favor of God. We can live in your great grace, Father, that we can sit under the heaven that are opened upon us to pour out fountains of blessing and of living water upon us day by day, Father. Thank you that we are lovers of truth, Father, and that we embrace the truth. We love the truth even though the lies are all around us. We reject the lies, Father. We thank you for granting us discernment of spirits in these last days, that we will recognize the devices of darkness and rebuke them when we see them, and command those demons to be bound when we discover what they're doing. They will not be able to hide from our view, our discernment in Jesus' name. We'll recognize them when they try to move into our home, our family, our finances, our health, our churches, our ministry, whatever it may be. And we'll come alive and do warfare until the threat is removed in Jesus' name. Spiritual warfare, binding and loosing, casting out, using the word of God as a mighty weapon of warfare, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for that. We cover the program now with the blood of Jesus. Ask you to bless each and every listener to this program tonight. Ask you to minister to them. Ask you to strengthen them spiritually, Father, that they'll have a strong spiritual walk with you, Father, that they'll not be caught up in the deception and the falling away, Father, that's going on even now. They'll be strong in you and the power of your might, strong in the Lord and the power of your might. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Lord, we look upon the earth and see all the terrible things happening, Lord, but we know that, Jesus, you're still on the throne, Father. We thank you that you're going to have your way, and, Lord, you're dwelling in us, and you're going to see us through whatever, and we don't have to be in fear or panic or give place to that worry mode like so many Christians have, the fearful worry about the future and the things that are coming upon the earth. But Lord, we'll just trust in you with all of our heart. We'll do whatever you lead us to do, though, in preparation, and we'll just be ready. And you said be ready always. So we're just going to be ready by the grace of God, the prudency, the wicked day approaching, the evil day approaching, and prepare. So, Lord, we thank you for that as well. We thank you for this message tonight and the deliverance thereafter. And we thank you for moving through this message, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing and the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, we praise you and worship you and honor you right now, Almighty God. Praise be to your name, Lord God. Praise be to your name. Are you ready for the message? In Jesus' name, amen. Are you ready, folks? We're going to get into the subtle dangers of the demonic. The subtle dangers of the demonic. That's what we're talking about today. The signs of the workings of devils are everywhere, folks. As we observe the things in the earth, we look around us, we can see the signs of the workings of demons. That's right. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, and you have a discernment of spirits about you, you just have to just barely look around, and you'll see the signs of the workings of demons. They're everywhere. And if we have any discernment at all and learn to observe, we will see the demonic activity throughout our place that we live, our community, our city, our state, our society, our culture that we live in. How can you miss it if you have any discernment at all? It's not new. It's nothing new either. The things that have been are, and the things that are have been. So the difference is that God said that knowledge would increase in the last days. In the book of Daniel, you remember that. Men shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. But, you know, it doesn't mean to have any sense. And it doesn't say that wisdom will increase in the last days at all, does it? And it hasn't. It doesn't say sense and we're honoring and fearing God would increase in the last days. It hasn't. In fact, the more demonic activity, the less true wisdom is out there. But I want you to know that much more of our problems than we realize today. And I tell you, people don't realize how much of your problems are, but I'm telling you tonight that much more of our problems than we realize are demons, folks. And it's time that we realize that, and we finally should come to grips with the fact of the matter that they're everywhere into everything in this society that we live in. They're busy seducing people and will seduce you if they can get away with it, right? But you got to have a guard up. You got to be on guard against them. You got to be ready, armed and ready with the word of God and with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold. They're busy always creating strongholds everywhere they can. And that exalted talk against God and thoughts against God. They're very busy with that, and we should not be ignorant of Satan's many, many, many devices, okay? There's so many of them. And yet, what so many Christians fail to realize is that every bad thing that happens, every misfortune, every accident, every sickness, every disease, every trouble, every hindrance, they are pretty much all the work of evil spirits in one way or another. What do you mean, in one way or another? Well, in one way or another, the root of it is a demon. The root of it is a fallen angel in one way or another. Could be through curse, could be through accident-prone spirits. It could be they just put something in the way so you don't do something to yourself or hurt yourself or have an accident. They are the work of evil spirits. So they could steal your money, your health, your family, your husband, your wife, your children. They could bring sicknesses and diseases and troubles on your life and hindrances to studying the word of God and hindrances to being all that you could be in God. This is warfare of the spirit. These things are a work of evil spirits, and you can justify all you want and make up all the reasons that you don't want to believe this. But demons and evil are at work, and we need to face it, and we need to fight back. If we're a Christian today, we better wake up. We better start engaging the enemy and prevailing against the enemy, or they're going to prevail against you. And it won't be just once either. It'd be meant most of the time. Because these are evil beings who somehow are able to inhabit a human even with a legion. The Bible says that one person that had a legion of devils in him, and the Bible records that. And a legion consists of 6,000. How can 6,000 demons get in one person? Now, I'm not saying you and I have had 6,000 demons, but I guarantee you don't just carry one or two around. There are hundreds of them. I mean, how can 6,000 demons, though, be in one person? Where do they fit? Perhaps, you know, in the dimension that they're in, there's no limitation of how many can fit into a human. Or do they shrink themselves to the size of a marble or something and fill a human and then expand until they dominate a person's life? Do they do it that way? You know, we don't know exactly. But we sure do know that they're in people, and they've been in people since Adam and Eve opened up the door to them through sin. That's right. We know that for a fact, and we see the result of them. If you could see anything at all, you could see the result of demonic working in people and what they're doing to people and the trouble they've caused in the earth, the confusion, disruption, the wars. Look at the great deception in our world today. Would you look at that? Let's go over to 2 Timothy. We take off into this word here tonight, 2 Timothy 3, I'm going to start with verse 5 here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we read, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know, we all think about this as maybe dead religion. A lot of people do. I mean, you know. I always used to hear that and think, well, maybe that is. Yeah, I even thought that for a while, that maybe that's, you know, what it is. But I believe something deeper is being said here, and the key is in verse 8. Let's read verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up. I'm sorry, I'm reading chapter 4. We're back to chapter 3. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind reprobate concerning the faith. Men of corrupt mind. Who has corrupted the minds of men? Demons, folks, fallen angels too. Who was Jannes and Jambres? Well, they were people who practiced in the occult. They were people who were very good at what they did in magic and the occult and paganism and cultism and who resisted Moses, reprobate concerning the truth. Let's look at the word form in verse 5 here. Let's look at it. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work. I'm sorry, again, I'm reading chapter 4. Keep jumping over to chapter 4. What am I doing here? All right, verse 5. What do we read here? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Form, what is that word in the Greek? It's morphos, morphosis. Morphosis, an outward sketch, but no substance within it. Okay, an outward sketch, but no substance within. See, you've all seen these big signs or pictures. They look like the real thing, but then you go up to it, there's no substance inside at all, just a picture. And it sounds right, it looks right, but it's wrong, see. And selfishness has opened the door for occult teachings to flourish. And with that, lots of devils are flourishing today, too. They're very busy. Secular humanism says man is God. The New Ager says humans are gods. So also the occult says that man is God. Yeah, look to yourself. Get in touch with your higher consciousness. It sounds right, but they're wrong. It's a massive deception, folks. They talk about a Christ consciousness. They say all the religions of the world are a collective consciousness. And if you could just tap into it, you will achieve a Christ consciousness. No. Apart from Christ Jesus, there is no Christ consciousness. But in Christ, we have the mind of Christ. But those New Agers, Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, none of them have the mind of Christ. They got the mind of a demon, the mind of a devil. Don't have the mind of Christ. It's a massive deception. That's right. They say Christ tapped into it. They say that Buddha tapped into it. Mohammed tapped into it. They say that Christianity is primitive. It's a dead religion. The Christians will either change or they will have to die. The Christians will be done away with. That's what they think about us. That's right. They say and or believe that You can become whatever you want to become, and you are all headed for divinity. Right. Okay, well, you're not headed for divinity. I got news for you. You're headed for hell. You don't repent and find Jesus. They say Christians are narrow-minded, not enlightened. But actually, we are the ones who are enlightened. They're the ones who are deceived, right? And Christians say one way, one God. And so they also teach there is an Antichrist group on the earth, and it is the Christians, because you're Antichrist consciousness. They're narrow-minded. They must die or change. Now, let's look at the word deny for a minute. Excuse me. See, it's not that they don't believe in the power of God. But see, they want to stop it. They want to deny it. What's going on today? They're putting up a stop sign to Jesus. So they're denying Jesus. They're denying the power of God. They're denying salvation. They're denying Jesus as the only way to salvation. They're denying Christ. See? You see that? They deny the power of God. They deny him to be in your life. They try to deny him the right to be in people's lives. They try to deny him when he is in your life. Can a Christian have an Antichrist spirit? Yes, they can. And they will, that Antichrist spirit will try to deny Christ in your life. I've ministered deliverance to Christians who have all kind of blasphemous Antichrist thoughts in their life. And they're plagued with those things. Those are demons in them. They got in them somehow through legalism or through some New Age stuff. Or there's many ways that these spirits get in different people. But nevertheless, they were there. And they want to deny them the Bible, deny them the time and praying and studying the Word. Yeah. Deny. How are we to respond to them? The Bible says, turn away. Literally meaning avoid with horror. They're your worst nightmare. We don't want them. We don't want them in our life. We reject them as a nightmare. We reject them as deceived people. Unless the Lord leads you to witness to them. Unless he is leading you into that, the Bible tells us to avoid them. Turn away from them. Right? Because the idea of them is contamination and seduction. That's exactly what they contain, contamination and seductive spirit. They're contaminated with these demons, and they want to seduce you. That's not everybody in the world. I'm talking about people that are like this, that are in the occultism, that are denying God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the real power. They deny the real God. They deny him in you. They deny him in others. And it's a war. 1 Timothy 4:1, I charge thee therefore, I'm sorry, go back to 1 Timothy, I'm in 2 Timothy. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Isn't that what's going on? Seducing spirits, doctrines of demons in churches, doctrines of demons in the world. This is what we're talking about. This makes it more clear to us. Depart. That means to withdraw, to become slowly distracted, distanced from what can do that. I'm going to tell you what can do that. The seducing spirits of the world, the seducing spirits of the occult, the seducing spirits of lust, and all these seductive demons that are in this world can cause a person to depart. See? And we just read it. The Spirit speaks expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. They walked in the faith, but they departed from it. Giving heed to seducing spirits. They're being seduced by demons, and they bought into it. They let themselves be seduced, in other words. Don't let yourself be seduced. Have enough of the Word of God in you that you're not going to be an easy target for demons to seduce and pull away from God. Yeah, there are Christians that are walking away from God today. The seducing spirits of the world and the occult. the New Age, the BLM, there's demons at work. The woke is demons. Antifa is demons. There's demons in politics. There's demons in everything out there. So you best be on guard. You're just too narrow-minded, Pastor Kyle. There are other ways to get to God. I'm a good Catholic. I'm a good Jehovah's Witness. I'm a good Hindu. Really? The Bible says there's none good but God. How dare you call yourself good? Huh? Yeah. Open your mind. You're just too hard. This is all demon nonsense, speaking through people to the carnal mind. That's all it is. This demonic nonsense. Much of what you're going to hear day by day in life is demonic nonsense. It's demonic drivel. And you've got to recognize it. You've got to be able to have eyes to see, ears to hear, recognize what is going on. It's just demonic blabber. And we got to reject most of what we hear. Right? Notice it said giving heed. Giving heed to doctrines of demons. How many have given heed to doctrines of demons? That rapture, pre-trib rapture, is a doctrine of demons created by Satan himself to deceive the masses. And look what's happening. All those people that believe in the rapture, the pre-trib rapture, their pastors have told them, well, don't worry, just take the vaccine. You'd be gone if it were Mark or anything like the Mark. You'd be gone by then. You'd be raptured out of here. So it's okay. Take the vaccine. Great glory. All these different ones. Really? Come on. Robert Jeffers. Really? Franklin Graham. Really? You people. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong here. What did we just say? Giving heed. What does that mean? To turn one's attention elsewhere. To give heed to or consider. And that's what they've done. They've given heed to demons. They've turned their attention to demons. And they may not even know it, of course. They think they're giving out good advice when all they're doing is giving out demonic drivel, demonic deception. Okay? These people are embracing the lies of seducing spirits, giving heed, embracing them. This is the first step to deception. You must not even consider it. We must not even consider it. We need to reject seduction at any area, any level. Whatever level it comes to deceive, we need to reject it. Right? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to criticize anybody here, but who do you suppose these spirits want to deceive first? Well, let's see what the Bible says. 2 Timothy 3:6. 2 Timothy 3:6. We'll look at something and find out some things here. It says here, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with various lusts or divers lusts, meaning various lusts. So women, that's who they're going to try to deceive. I mean, look at Adam and Eve. Adam was not deceived. Eve was deceived. Adam just gave in because he loved his wife and she ate, so he ate, and he handed it to him. He ate it. He gave in and sold the human race out. But what does it say? It says creep into. What does that mean? That's enduno in the Greek, and it means to put on a new set of clothes to get into the house. In other words, the demon will put on what's necessary to get into your house. The demon will put on whatever kind of show is necessary, some, doctrine of demon, some seductive thing that, really sounds good to that woman. She believes it and buys into it with this new set of clothes on. They'll disguise themselves, in other words. It's trickery, seduction. It says silly women. What does that mean? Women with no moral standards, no morals, no standards, always on the pursuit or reading this and that, always have a hungry mind. Okay? They may be Christian women, but they're just always searching, always trying to find something more. And now it's no secret that women are the primary consumer of occult materials in this nation, right? They're buying the most of it. Well, and when a woman gets a hold of a seducing, deceiving spirit, what happened to that? And again, I'm not criticizing women. I'm just telling you what the scripture said. I love women. I pastor women. I pastor men. I pastor both. And I love them all, men and women. Okay? I love the people of God. I'm not criticizing women. I'm trying to expose the way the enemy works. And we're going to look at what his real target is here in a minute and what his target was back then in the garden as well. But we're going to look at an example here in a minute, but realize it's not just women, because I'm not picking on women. Women can be easily more spiritually sensitive than men. But this is not always an advantage for women, as we saw in Eve. So we look and see in our society as a nation, heads away from God. And that's what we see happen. The Bible says women will rule over men when a nation heads away from God. But also we see that the more a nation departs from God, the more controlled people are by demons. You know that, right? Demons and evil spirits are released continually by the present evil administration and those that are working together to bring about the global New World Order and the Great Reset, which is just another name for the New World Order, and globalism and Satan's kingdom of darkness that he wants to bring us to pass, the Antichrist and all of that. Satan is behind it and is orchestrating things behind the scenes. And it's more and more blatant as he knows he has but a short time left to work his evil against mankind and against God. And that's what he's doing, and he thinks he's getting somewhere. Ephesians 6:12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Notice that. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Folks, more than ever, we need to use the blood of Jesus and blast these enemies of God. Amen. They're the enemies of God, and therefore they're the enemies of us. And we need to blast them with the blood of Jesus, these demonic entities. That's right. These demonic powers control presidents, including the one up there right now. Demonic powers control presidents. Again, you never hear of a Hillary Clinton, a Bill Clinton, a Joe Biden, Hunter Biden getting saved and telling everybody, I was serving the devil. I lied to you the whole time and apologized, and I apologize, and I will not do that anymore. I will stop lying to you and stop all this demonic stuff. When have you ever heard one say that? You don't hear them. Devils have them so strongly, they've sold out. And so there is such a spiritual conflict going on right now, folks. I cannot even tell you the intensity of it because there's not words to describe it. And we need to activate the angels even more with our faith, with our prayers, with our warfare. Remember the warfare in the heavenly, over the earth, and in the earth that could not be seen but was nevertheless going on after Daniel prayed and fasted. Remember that? Gabriel was highly opposed and got reinforcements with Michael and his fellow angels also, and Gabriel and his angels and Michael and his angels, and victory was won over the fallen one. But can you even imagine the battles going on right now for control and dominion over the human race and the earth, and the battle against God's people and the deception of people, especially Christians, the intensity of this right now? Can you imagine it? Can you even picture that? I'm telling you, folks, these things that are going on are way more intense than what we realize. Things have really ramped up in the earth, so therefore you know that they're ramping up in the spiritual realm. You know that things are going on like you cannot imagine. Oh, yeah. So it's no wonder Satan deceived women with a greater goal in mind. Now, let's use an example close to home here. I mean, this is American examples. Remember Nancy and Ronald Reagan, right? She first started with her fascination with astrology, and soon Ronald began to get into it too, and it began to rule their lives. And she would tell Ronald what to do each day and give him astrology, horoscope advice and stuff like that, you know? And they go back farther into history. Lincoln's wife. Yeah, Lincoln was not a good president. That's why the media just keeps exalting Lincoln, the great one. But he was not a great one. He was heavily in the occult. His wife held seances in the White House. And Abe got heavily involved in it as well, eventually. And the Civil War wasn't fought over slavery, but Lincoln brought in that as a reason to sell it even more. Was fought over other things and the domination of the North over the South and on and on. I mean, there's a lot of things. If you really knew history, if you really studied it out, you'd know that it wasn't fought originally over slavery. But he brought that in as something to sell the war to the population. And so, yeah, he was an evil man. He was a Satanist. He was involved in the occult heavily, along with his wife. So don't tell me, honestly, he was believing lies. He was embracing lies of demons. And he told people lies. So don't give me that. I don't believe it. You know what real history says. Then you wouldn't believe it either. Right? So why is he after the woman, though? Why was Satan after the woman? He's after the woman to get to Adam, right? He was after the woman to get to the man. See, he didn't want just Eve. He wanted Adam, see, because he knew that if he could get Adam, he could get the whole human race. And the whole future would be his, he thought. And he used Eve to get to him. The Bible says, and she gave to her husband with her. He was standing there right behind her or with her when she ate the fruit, and she gave it to him. So she was seduced by the demon, but Adam knew what he was selling out. Adam knew what he was doing, maybe not the whole picture, but he knew. He said, the Bible said the woman was deceived, but Adam was not a deception, but he did it anyway. See? Yeah. Same today. So they deceived the women to get to the men. Still going on. Same foolishness is going on today. Okay, as you know, God set up a biblical authority in the home, and so Satan destroys it through the women, if he can. 2 Corinthians 3:7, and I know some men abuse their authority. They're not doing it right at all, but look at verse 7, 2 Corinthians 3:7. Because ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, meaning the full knowledge. That word is epignosis in the Greek, and it means come to the full knowledge of the truth. They might get some of the truth, but they don't get the full knowledge. So they soon get to a place where they are unable to recognize the full truth. And if you were to put it in front of them, they wouldn't get it sometime. Look at verse 8 here. It says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Now, Paul gets real specific here. How did they withstand Moses? With signs and wonders and miracles, false signs and wonders and miracles. Jannes and Jambres were not impressed. They produced miracles too. They produced signs too. More than ever, it seems like too, we're seeing the signs in the demonic realm. Okay, they're healing by demons, there's false healing, there's all kinds of miracles, there's false this, false that. The New Age, the occult practitioners are manifesting miracles and signs, but they're doing it by the power of the devils, not by Jesus, and they don't have the power to do as much as we do, but they are doing them. We need to know God's word, folks, and the reality of God more than ever today. And see, eventually, it's going to come to a show of power. You and Jesus against them and Satan. For a show of strength. Just like Jannes and Jambres. They had a show of power. Moses and Aaron against Jannes and Jambres and Pharaoh. And the enemies of God are going to have to back up and admit someday, we cannot duplicate what God is doing. It is the power of God. Remember, that's what these, what Jans and Jambers had to do. They had to back up and say, we can't do this. Finally, they were outdone by God. And I'll tell you, the devil's going to be outdone by God. I guarantee you that. Amen. And the people of God, you and I, men and women of God, we're going to outdo the devil in this end time. Look at Exodus 8:18 and 19. And the magicians did so with their enchantment to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said he would, right? So we're living in the same type of situation today. Satan has exalted himself. He has millions of people that are heavily involved in occultism at one level or another. And they support Satan's kingdom, right? And some of them have lying signs and lying wonders. And we see here in verse 8, back to 2 Timothy, verse 8, it says, and now Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so that these also resist the truth, men of corrupt mind. Notice that word corrupt there. I want you to look at a Greek. That refers to something perverted, depraved, and ruined. Men of corrupt mind, women of corrupt mind, depraved mind, perverted mind, ruined mind. So if you had an occultic, if you had occultic spirits ruling and controlling your life, you would be perverted, right? You would be perverted. You would be ruined to some degree. You would be, you know, depraved, right? If these occult spirits are ruling in you, that's what these people are. They're in a depraved state. They're in a perverted state. This is not the way it was normal meant to be for humans. Look at verse 6 here. So if this, again, this is what Satan wants to do to every home, every person. Lead captive. This is what he said. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive. They lead captive. This is what Satan wants to do to every home, every person, not just women, but he wants to lead men captive too. And the Greek literally means getting complete possession. And this is what will happen in the days ahead. We're going to see these people that are under complete possession of the devil. They're going to give themselves over so much that they come under complete control. And how many Christians, they're not possessed, but they're under the dominion of demons. So many Christians today are in the captivity of devil. How many do you think are in the captivity of devil? How many have been led into captivity today? May not be totally possessed, but they've got perverted seed by the spirits that are in them. They got depraved by the spirits that are in them. See, this is speaking of demons, demonic control. That's what we're talking about today. He wants to control all people from the inside, from the attachments of evil, the attachments of demons, the parasitic critters of darkness that attach themselves to people and feed on flesh, the Bible says. That's right. So we need to be on guard, my friend. We need to have a guard up like never before. We need to understand what's happening. Okay? Because, hey, during the tribulation, how many Christians are going to take the mark? Right? Yeah. Let's look at verse 13. Read on here. Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They deceive others, but they're being deceived also. This is how it works. Somebody up there, district of criminals, they're trying to deceive, and they're also being deceived. How do they deceive? Why do they deceive others? Because they're being deceived. They don't have the truth. And so also in churches, I mean, some people get deceived, and they start deceiving others. This is how it works. Deceive and deceiving others. Deceive and deceiving others. right? But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving and being deceived. You get that? That's what they do. That's what they do. Oh, yeah. And so we need to be on guard. We need to truly be on guard. Are you on guard today? How much of on guard are you? How much do you recognize the demon activity that's going on? How much do you recognize this demonic and around you going on? Because it's there. Imposters. In the Greek, it means one who uses spells, chants, magic, and incantation. Right? Imposters. And the wax worse and worse. That means cut straight through to the worst stage. So they're just going to keep on cutting through to the worst stage. They're going to keep getting bad and then very bad and the baddest, then very much the baddest. That's just what's happening. How many know our country didn't get where it got overnight? Oh, yeah, it started back there, taking prayer out of school, Roe versus Wade, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 1000s, the teens, the 20s. Yeah, this stuff has been going on a while. It's just escalating, escalating, escalating. Bad and then very bad. Bad, very bad, and then very, very bad. And it just keeps happening. See, now almost all bookstores, didn't used to be that way, but when I was young, but now almost all bookstores, they carry occult books and satanic books and Satanism and New Age books and how to astral project, how to cast spells, how to chant, and on it goes. Witchcraft, how to do witchcraft. While Christian bookstores, they've been closing by a handful, right? It's hard to find a Christian bookstore anymore in a lot of towns. That's right. We had one here. It's gone. Other towns have had them, and they're gone. We had one in Bozeman, but it's gone. I used to go over there because they would carry books on deliverance and things, but the one here wouldn't do that because they were basically a Baptist bookstore. They didn't believe in that stuff, so they wouldn't carry the book, the Southern Baptist. But the one in Bozeman, they carry Pigs in the Parlor and Larry Prince and stuff like that. But they're gone, too. Christian bookstore, you can't find them. Hardly. I mean, there's some out there still, but there's not as many as there used to be. And you know why all these worldly bookstores are carrying occult books? Well, because they're in demand, because people are buying them, people are reading them, and because demons are promoting them, and because of Harry Potter and occultism, right? So these things are being released like wildfire in our country, and the wildfire is burning up the country with darkness, and it's not a good situation. So thank God for the people who are praying for our nation right now. Thank God that we pray for our nation. Thank God that you pray for our nation, I hope. So deceived and being deceived, that's what's happening. They're deceived and being deceived. And see, they will believe their own deception, and they will promote their own deception. When they're deceived, they'll try to deceive somebody else. See, that's how it works. The devil deceives them, and then they go deceive somebody else with it. Yeah, and multiplies. They believe their own deception. And what's going to happen to these people? What's going to happen to them? Look at verse 9 here. Verse 9, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all, as theirs also was. Okay? Just as the folly of Jannes and Jambres to fight against God was exposed for all to see and ended in defeat, so the New Agers, the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, the occult practitioners of today, the people that are involved in horoscopes, astrology, they will be defeated by Christians and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is all who would rise up against God and try to be God after God Almighty. Really? try to be God over God Almighty. You can't do that. There's one God. Amen? Satan has also been defeated on the cross, and his best plan of these days is going to fail. Hallelujah. His best plans of these days are going to fail. Amen. Jesus and his church will emerge triumphant. The word of God declares it, folks. We can count on that. We can bank on that. We can be sure of that. I would say bank on it because the banks are getting very, getting bad, okay? But that's another story. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And then, what does he do? He sends his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That's the last trumpet, folks. That's the second coming of Christ. There is no secret rapture. That's all a lie of Satan. Conjured up deceptive thing that has worked on the church for decades right now, and they believe the lie. They believe the lie, but God will have the last word. Amen? And now it's going to come to power confrontation. That's right. Just like Moses and Aaron and James and Jambres. Elijah and the prophets of Baal, you and the New Agers, you and the Satanists, you and the witches, you and the demoncrats, right? The ones that are controlled totally, the cults, you and the cults, you and everyone controlled by the devil. We have to stand up and manifest the power of God. Power confrontations, you know, manifesting signs, wonders, and miracles, and casting out of demons and spiritual warfare. But you need to be aware of how evil spirits work against you. Amen. We don't want to be ignorant. Now, people perish for lack of knowledge, for being ignorant, not having the knowledge of the word, not having the knowledge of spiritual things. Excuse me. We stand in need of being educated. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we're here, to bring forth education to the church about this spiritual battle that we're in today and how important it is that we engage the enemy. So you need to be aware of how evil spirits are working against you. Little and big things in life are caused by devil and demon. Okay? You got to understand that accidents don't just happen. Oh, I was just doing this and just happened to do this and slice my finger off. Oh, really? You just happened to slice your finger off? Oh, it was an accident. Well, why was it an accident? You think there would have been an accident like that in the Garden of Eden? No, because there was no devil there except in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was the only place he was allowed at that time. So they wouldn't have sliced their finger off then. I had a brother in the church that did that years ago, and I had to take him to the hospital. The little slim finger was hanging on by just a thread of skin. Thank God they were able to tie it back on. And he has his finger today, but it's a little shorter than it was. But thank God that from some parts of modern medicine is good in that area. But some parts are pure demonized in other areas, okay? Little things, big things in life are caused by devils. Car accidents don't just happen. A demon can cause you to be distracted and boom, you have a car wreck. A demon can cause somebody else to run into you. That's why you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, station the angels around your car when you drive. Amen? Sicknesses and cancers and disease are full of devils. Cancer could be nothing but just spirits finally prevailing in a body to destroy you. See? These things don't just happen. Okay? You could be destroying your body on purpose. Devils have you smoking or drinking or smoking weed continually or doing things that will damage your body, eating tons of white, bleach, processed sugar that just destroys parts of your body and allows the demons to do their work. It just breaks down the walls of your body, the protections of your body with excess white sugar, and demons get in that. Who do you think that taught man the process for bleaching sugar and flour to weaken the physical body? Do you think that that just happened? So much that people are doing has been taught to them by demons that they got the ideas and they say, oh, I got a new idea. They made millions on it and it's killing people today. Oh, yeah. We could talk about a lot of things. But people are afflicted by spirit. Have you ever thought about what is a germ? What is a bacteria? What is a virus? What is a parasite? What is a cancer? Could they be just minute, small demon spirits that are in operation to devour, to destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy, which is Satan's agenda, and that's therefore the demon's agenda too, to how to steal from us, to kill us, and to destroy us in any way, shape, or form, in our faith, in our finances, in our health, in our marriages, in our families, in our churches. These parasites are at work. Could it be? I didn't say it was, but could it be? Minute, small demons at work? See, let's go over and see why we think it might be. It could be. But we see also that God has a say here about some of this stuff. It's Psalm 91, verse 6 and 10. Let's go read this. Now for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. See, these are spirits, spirit of destruction, spirit of pestilence. And we see again, verse 10, it says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling place. Well, how many Christians have had plague come nigh the dwelling place? Well, they don't use Psalm 91. They're not confessing Psalm 91 over themselves. They're not confessing these truths. They're not believing these truths. They're not enacting them against the enemy. And so, therefore, pestilence visits them out in their house. Therefore, destruction comes. Therefore, what are the other things we see? Pestilence, destruction, darkness, wasting at noonday. So notice pestilence, plague. What about COVID? COVID is satanic, folks. Satanic, spiritual, and physical thing birthed out of evil. I mean, who do you think gave the people the education to do this stuff and release it against mankind? COVID is a satanic thing used by evil in control over the people of the world, right? Somebody said that masking is a satanic ritual. Heard that recently. It's a satanic ritual, and they got the whole population of the world doing satanic rituals, and they don't even know it, Christians included. Huh? If that's the case, if what they say is true, you ever think about these things? You ever think about how the enemy is behind it all? The devil and demons and fallen angels? You ever think about that? Yeah, steal, kill, and destroy. That's what's going on. Yeah. We need to use the blood of Jesus every day to get rid of these demons in our bodies. The blood of Jesus over me. Blood of Jesus over me going in and coming out. The blood of Jesus, I will not have COVID. I will not receive those demonic things. I will not receive those bacteria, those viruses, those germs, those man-made bioweapons demonically embedded in people's minds to bring about global government and global control over the population of the humans of the planet Earth. I will not. I will not subject myself to those devils in Jesus' name. Because if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. But how many really walk in that liberty the glorious liberty of the sons of God that the Bible says is there and available. Yeah. People are afflicted by spirits, by germs, by parasites, by bacteria, by viruses. Yes. They're afflicted today. But you don't have to be. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is powerful. We need to get rid of the devil. We need to use that blood in our city, in our nation, in our world. But we must protect ourselves, though, or we won't be around to use the blood. But we need to protect ourselves from these demonic invasions upon us. See, there's always a cause of things. And things don't just happen by chance. Oh, it's just whatever will be, will be. Whatever will be, will be. Whatever will be, will be. No, 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 no. That is just ignorance. Blind, foolish ignorance. If you want to believe that way, you choose to be ignorant. Willful ignorance. Right? Absolute willful ignorance. We need to protect ourselves from those demonic invasions because there's always a cause. Remember that. There's always a cause. And we need to recognize that cause. Things don't just happen by chance or by, well, it was just my good luck. If you're saying that, you just curse yourself. You just open the door for demons to attack you by saying, my good luck. Because luck is to be tied with the demonic realm. And it's what Satan will do, not what God does. God has nothing to do with luck. And Christians still use that word and wish you good luck. I can't believe it. Remember, the devil is still kill and destroy, right? What about sickness? Isn't that still kill and destroy? What about bacteria, germs, and strep, and man-made bioweapons? Who helped man make them, remember? Who do you think did? Devils, folks. Demons. Fallen angels. Who do you think they're cavorting with, these people that want power so badly? Who do you think they're cavorting with? Who do you think they're listening to? It's not Jesus. Bill Gates doesn't listen to Jesus. He sold his soul to the devil. These people have sold their soul to the devil. We need to wake up to the level of what's going on and has been devised against the United States and the people of the world, too, not just us. Look at how locked down Australia is. Look at the chaos in the streets that just happened in South Africa. Folks, these are the works of devils, folks. And we need to use the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the name of Jesus daily, because this is all-out war on the saints. That's right, Satan seeks to wear out the saints of the Most High God in the last days, and these things are taking place now. These things are part of the permission that Adam gave to Satan. But the good news is that Jesus died and rose and gave us full authority now over the devil. But how many Christians are using that authority? How many are really using that authority? Who uses this authority? Satan's going to try to deceive you and say it doesn't work, or he's going to try to bring in spirits of impatience. Because sometimes it doesn't happen instantly or as quickly as you would like it to happen, right? Well, this happened. I prayed, nothing happened. I prayed for a wife. I prayed for a husband, and it didn't happen within a month. So, you know, I just got to go back and find me a lost lover, somebody who loved me in the world. When they go back, they want something right away. Well, it's not hard to find somebody who wants to have sex. Not hard to find somebody who wants to use your body for their pleasure. It's not hard to find somebody that's sexually active and, you know, has spirits of lust in them. I remember seeing a woman that was just riffing with sex, trying to seduce us when we walked by. And she just, her body was riffing sexually in all shapes and ways. Sexually, but the demons just had such control over her. They had such control over her body because she was basically possessed by lust spirits. She was not saved, had never been saved, to my knowledge. And she was ate up with it. And there's what you call nymphomaniacs. We used to call them before I was saved, and we knew about them. These women just wanted sex, 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 and they didn't care. They went into bed with one and got out of bed with them and jumped into bed with another one. They just want to keep having sex, keep having sex. Yeah, we met one, more than one, when I was in the world before Christ, and I'm not proud of my life before Christ, I tell you. Had to get a lot of deliverance. And don't even really want to talk about the sexual stuff that women and stuff like that went on. It was ungodly because I was ungodly. I was lost. I hadn't been saved. I didn't know Jesus. So I did what lost people do and have sex outside of marriage and with multiple partners. And had to get delivered for it. Thank you, Jesus, that I've been delivered and broken soul ties and been freed from those things. And therefore, I continue to do it for other people and help them get free. But Satan will try to deceive you and tell you, oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. To try to get you to be impatient, see? Try to get you to go into the world and suck up something from the world and get yourself in greater bondage again and backslide if you are a Christian. Because it didn't happen instantly. God didn't come through. But look, I'll give you what you want. Here's a husband. Here's a wife. Here's sex. Here's what you want. Because it didn't happen the way you wanted. It didn't happen as quickly as you'd like. See, the devil's a master deceiver. And he doesn't care throwing a little bait out there to you to get you snared. Just like the fisherman. Oh, he's so nice. He's feeding the fish. Not knowing, hey, there's a hook in that fish bait, and he's going to hook you and eat you and have you for lunch. But see, you don't see that part. You just see, oh, wow, man, I'm having fun. The pleasures of sin for a season, but the snares of it are a lot worse than the pleasures. I tell you, that pleasure don't last too long. And then there's problems. There's issues. There's the lost condition. Hey, so recognize the things that are going on. It's a seduction. The devil is a seducer. And he's seducing you in any way they can right now. They're master at seduction. Masters at it. They've been doing it to the human race for 6,000 years. And they seduce Eve, the first woman. You think they can't seduce you, the billion, 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 a trillionth woman or whatever? You think it can't happen? Well, you know, men too. They're being deceived too. Yeah. We got to be aware, folks. See, if you have an accident, use the blood in faith to see how quickly you can heal up. Remember, it's got to be used in faith, though. Believing in its awesome power. The power of faith. Faith is a spiritual force, the one that we need to use and activate in our life daily. The just shall live by faith. The spiritual force of God that he gave us. He gave us a measure of faith, and that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith needs to be growing daily, and we need to be walking in it, exercising it daily. And if we do get attacked by the enemy, use the blood of Jesus in faith. Apply that blood to sicknesses and diseases. Apply that blood to your body. If you have a sickness in your body right now, just put your hand on that sickness and say, I apply the blood of Jesus in faith against you right now. Be healed. Be whole in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The Bible says the life is in the blood. The life of God is in that blood. As we take communion, we release the life of God too. And that blood as we receive communion. Amen? So put your hand on your body right now. Apply that blood. There's a place in your body that you need healing or need to be fixed up. You say, I apply the blood right now, the blood of Jesus over that cancer, that blood of Jesus over that sickness, over that cut, over that burn, over that disease, the blood of Jesus against that parasite, that bacteria, that viral infection, against COVID, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus right now. We attack you with the blood of Jesus. We apply that blood against the work of darkness. See, there was no sickness. There was no bacteria, germs, and viral infections before Adam and Eve sinned. So don't tell me that it isn't rooted in Satan ultimately. It is, folks. It is. Every sickness and disease is rooted in Satan ultimately. So, apply that blood. Keep going right now. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. And we apply the blood over the body. The stripes, the blood poured out of those stripes for our healing, for our deliverance. And we apply that blood, the precious blood of Christ, over our bodies right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. And apply the blood if you have some unclean habits. So start applying the blood against your unclean habits. And weaken those demons. Just tell them, be weakened by the blood. I apply the blood against you, demon. Be weakened by the blood. Be weakened by the blood right now. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Apply the blood. We just need to wake up to the real world of spirit and the intense conflict that is really going on beyond human sight and what we can see naturally. There's a whole nother world which is more real than this world that is going on beyond our sight that we can't see into that realm. So sometimes we sense it. Sometimes we get a view into it. When I see the demons, I see into it sometimes. And when I've seen certain things, I've seen into it. But it's not the norm. But real truth is there for us to see. But we're going to have to think outside the box of our way, our natural way of thinking, our natural training and thinking, and begin to think spiritually. Amen? Think spiritually. Think and know the real truth behind what may appear to be the truth, but is not the whole truth or just a temporal truth. But we're looking at the real eternal truth. We're looking at the truth in the realm of the spirit, which is given by the word of God, because the word of God is eternal spiritual truth, which can be applied into the physical and to the spiritual realm. If we take it out of the spiritual realm and apply it in the physical realm as well, see, because it is an eternal spiritual truth. Amen. Because it's written by God, and God is spirit, right? So, hey, that's what it is. I want to just close out today by praying in the spirit a little bit. And for those who have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But first, I want to just cast out any false tongues. If anybody that received false tongues, and then we're going to pray that you receive the real deal if you have received false tongues. And if you haven't received tongues at all and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because it comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, tongues is part of the package, that you will receive that as well. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So we just command any spirit of false tongues to come out right now. Because the occultists sometimes babble in tongues. Spiritualists, they babble in tongues, but it's not the real tongues. It's a satanic false tongue that doesn't bring the peace of God. That's one way you can know if you have the real tongues or a false tongue. You pray in real tongues for 30 minutes or 10 minutes or even 5 minutes, you're going to have the peace of God. Amen? But fake tongues, you're going to have... you're not going to have the peace of God. You'll have some, like, you'll have some disarray. You'll have a little bit of, not quite, you know, yeah, kosher here, whatever. All right, so we just command a spirit of false tongues to come out right now in the name of Jesus right now. False tongue, come out of there right now. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus against you right now. We command false tongues to go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out and take a few coughs, get it out. All the way out, let it go. All the way up out of there, come out of there, come out of there, come out of there. And Father, now that that's gone, we pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that if you want it, just right now just say, I ask you, Lord, to baptize me in the Holy Spirit and give me my prayer language from heaven right now. In Jesus' name. Just say it right now. Just say it. Yeah. You want to ask for it. He says, you ask, you shall receive. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit and power and give me my prayer language too. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Now, I'm going to pray for you to receive it too, and then I'm going to start praying in tongues. And I want you to just open your mouth and begin to start making a noise. That's the best way I can say to receive it, is just start making a noise and he will form the words. Because the Bible says the Spirit gives the utterance. You don't form the words. He forms the word, but you make the noise, and he will form them. Okay, that's the only way in the natural, because you can't really be explained in the natural. It's just something that happens, right? But you have to open your mouth. He said, open wide your lips, and I will fill it, right? So you have to open up and begin to step out there in faith and just begin to speak, and he will form those words, and you can come out as fast as you can open your mouth. Father, I ask you to baptize everyone right now listening and those who will listen in the days ahead that desire to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I ask you to baptize them with the Holy Spirit and give them their prayer language right now in Jesus' name, Father. I just thank you for doing it right now. Thank you for baptizing them with the Holy Spirit and power so they'll be ready for these power confrontations in the days ahead. Father, give them signs and wonders and miracles, Father. You said that for the disciples to wait in Jerusalem till they received power from on high before you sent them out into the world. And that's what they did. And you baptized them with the Holy Spirit and power. And so that's what you want to do today to everyone who wants to receive this today. So, Father, right now I'm going to begin to open my mouth and begin to speak in tongues. I want you to do that same thing. We pray for you to receive it. I can't lay hands on you physically, but I could do it through the internet here. We just lay hands on you and say, be baptized now. Be filled up with the Holy Spirit. Right now, be filled. Now begin to open up your mouth and pray with me in the Spirit. You don't have to sound like me. It may sound totally different. There are many dialects, many languages in the Spirit. You just begin to open your mouth. Fast as you open your mouth and make that noise, he'll form them into words. Come on, open your mouth. Begin to speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. Just as fast as you open your mouth and make the noise, you form it into words. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire and the Holy Spirit and power. Yes, in the language, prayer language. This prayer language is yours to use anytime, anytime. There's the tongues in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that explains the gift of the Spirit in church. That's tongues and the interpretation of tongues. But I'm talking about your private prayer language. You can do this anytime you want, any place you want. And you can just turn it on anytime and turn it off anytime. Just begin to open up. It may not sound at all like mine. You may just get a few words to start. Just keep speaking those words. More will come. The Bible said he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, builds up yourself. And the Bible tells us in Jude to build up yourselves in your most holy faith. How do you build up yourselves? In you pray in the Spirit. The Bible says he that speaks in an unknown tongue builds up himself, edifies himself. That's why Paul says, I pray in tongues more than you all. He was edifying himself. He's building himself up. He prayed in tongues all the time. And you can do it whenever you drive your car, whenever you sit in your home. While you're listening to the program, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have different kind of prayers in tongues. You can do warfare tongues. Come against you, say, you know, you can do praise tongues. You can do intercession tongues where you're praying for someone or some situation that you don't know how to pray for. Oh, Lord, I'm going to pray for so-and-so. On the base, and then the base, I'm in a speeding in tongues. There's praising tongues, there's warfare tongues, there's intercession tongues, there's glorifying God tongues, there's They're asking tongues, that you're asking for something. You prayed already in the natural, and now you're going to ask in the spirit, and you begin to ask in Korean tongues for it. There's tongues for use in deliverance. There's tongues for use for healing. I mean, just on and on the list goes. Amen. Hallelujah. When you don't know how to pray, you pray in the spirit. The Bible says, so what will I do? I will pray in the spirit. I will pray with the understanding. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it tells you, what shall we do? We should pray with the spirit. We should pray with the understanding. And that's what we do. We pray with the understanding means our own language, right? Then we pray in the spirit, which is our heavenly language, the one that we receive when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So if you receive your prayer language tonight, I want you to practice this evening. Pray throughout this evening in the spirit and just keep doing it until it's well established in you, and then do it again tomorrow, and do it again the next day, do it again throughout the day, off and on, because you need to just, and the more you do it, the more languages you're going to get, the more your language will increase. Hallelujah. Yeah, I have so many dialects, I could just go into all kinds of things, but, you know, all kinds of different tongues. After praying in tongues for all these years, there's plenty of different dialects, different tongues that could be prayed in. And you will get more and more the more you do it. The more you walk in it, the more you are going to discover of it. Hallelujah. And the more you'll be built up. And sometimes there's praying in tongues for direction. If you don't know what to do, just pray in tongues for direction. And then the Holy Spirit will just direct you, and you'll know what to do. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's praying in tongues that you could even use, I say, in victory over sin, victory over the enemy. Just start praying in tongues. And for victory over sin in your life, to attack that sin, attack that habit, attack that whatever. Just start praying in tongues in those areas. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to take an intermission here. And we'll come back and do some deliverance here for more of the evening that we have here together, another half hour about. We have 28 minutes, actually. We'll be back in a few minutes. Amen. Well, I hope that helped someone tonight. Praise God. Listen, if I'm not helping people, there's no need of me doing any program. But if I'm helping people, praise God. Yeah, that's worth it all. That's worth my time and everything. So, praise God. I hope someone got blessed tonight by the message and by the prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All right, so let's go ahead now and do some deliverance, too. Hopefully help some people with that as well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we come against any spirits tonight of a split personality, dual personality, where another person, you have two people. That's also the double-mindedness, too. There could be two people. But we come against that split personality, that double-mindedness. You come out of there. We break the curse over you of double-mindedness. We break the curse of split personality and dual personality, multiple personality. We command those spirits to come out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you come up out of there. We break the curse over you and command those spirits that somehow you've taken in either through generationally or through wanting to be someone that you're not or trying to take on another alternate so that you could be a different person because you didn't like the one you were or something like that. You open up the door for a demon personality to come in. So we break the curse of that and command the spirits to come out right now. That false personality, go, go, go. That second personality, that dual personality that's not the real you that you've taken in to and allowed to form another personality within you. Come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out, 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 come out of there. Up and out, all the way out. Up and out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out. Up and out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. All that duality. Come out. The Bible says to be single-minded, not double-minded. Come out of there. All the way out. That other mind, the dual mind. Come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out. Up and out. In the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Up and out. Up and out right now. Move, 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 and keep moving. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Spirit of alcoholism, you come out. We break any spirit of alcoholism. You come out. Controlled by alcohol. Controlled by weed. Controlled by drugs. Come out. All these spirits are controlled but through some type of medication, or self-medication, self-medicating through alcohol or some type of illegal or legal drug. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of marijuana, spirit of alcohol, come out, come out. Spirit of addiction, come out, 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 come out of there. Spirit of compulsion, you feel compulsive urges to do certain things that are not good for you. Come out. That spirit of compulsion, come out, come out, compulsive. Spirits that try to compulse you to do certain things, to be certain ways, that are not godly. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, 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 come out of there, up and out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all that compulsion. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way out. Unclean habit, you come out, those unclean habits. All those unclean habits, unclean sexual habits, you come out. Come out, masturbation, pornography, come out. All those unclean sexual habits, oral sex, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out of it. All those spirits, you have to go. Come out. Unclean sexual habits, unclean sexual addictions that you're addicted to. Yeah, some people are addicted to oral sex. You come out of there, all the way out. All that oral sex spirit, come out. Come out, that's unclean sex. That's not the way God intended. That's defiling the marriage bed, okay? Come out, come out, all the way out, go in the name of Jesus, go, and there's a spirit that will come in if you practice that. Come out. And some people get mad at me for that, but that's your problem, because, hey, I'm not the only deliverance minister that teaches that. I believe the Word of God teaches that. Read Frank Hammond's book on that sexual thing. So I think we carry that book. So, you come out of there. Go. It's just a booklet, actually. Come out of there. Go all the way out. Come on. All that oil, sex, spirit, all that masturbation, come out. 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 All those seduction spirits, if you picked up seduction spirit that seduce you to sexual sin or other sin, seducing you into a lie, the deception of the enemy, come out. Those seducing spirits, you come out. 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 Seducing spirits, we rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. How many Christians are being seduced right now by the satanic lies out there in the COVID realm? Yeah, a lot of people being seduced by those spirits, and they don't even know it's a seduction. That's how subtle seduction is. How many people have been seduced by the pre-trib rapture doctrine, and they didn't even know they were being seduced? See, it's another seduction, a doctrinal seduction, a doctrine of demons. See, all these this subtle seductions that go on, even in the church today, and the world, come out, all the way out. All current culture. There's so many seductions with the current culture. Yeah, come out of there. All the way out. But you need to dress half naked. But the Bible says something about how holy women should dress. And it ain't half naked, right? You read what it says about them. Let it not be the outward adornment. And we go read it. I don't mind looking it up. Hallelujah. Keep coming out, all those seducing spirits. Go, go, come out, 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 all the way. Take a few coughs, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, go, keep coming out. Seduction, spirits of seduction, all the way out, all the way out. Keep going, keep going, keep coming out, keep coming out, all the way out. Whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning, the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold and the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is a great, great price. For after this manner, in the old time, holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband. And on it goes. But while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, hallelujah, keep coming out of there, all the way out. Keep going, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out of there, keep going. Move, 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 move. All the way out, all the way up out of there. All that spirit of compromise, worldly compromise, try to fit in with your peers, fit in at work, you compromise, come out. All that spirit of worldly compromise, come out, come out, come out. Compromising your Christian doctrines even. Come out, come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out. Spirit of worldly compromise, religious compromise, any kind of compromise. You come out of there. Spirit of compromise. We command you to go in the name of Jesus right now. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out. Up and out. Up and out. Let it go. All the way out. Let it go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we apply the blood of Jesus against you, demons, right now. The blood of Jesus against you, devil. You keep coming out of there. Loose them, and let them go. Loose them, and let them go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. All the way. Come on out. Up and out. All the way out. Come out. Come on. Come out. Any New Age spirits that you picked up when you dabbled reading New Age books or horoscope books, you know, anything that you picked up, dabbling with Hinduism, meditation, yoga, come out of there right now. Come on. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. All those New Age spirits, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Come on. Go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Hinduism, Kundalini, come out. all the way out, all the way out, all those spirits of the new age. You got to go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Keep going, all the way out. All witchcraft, all new age, all astrology, all horoscopes. Come out, eight ball, come out, come out. Come out, come out, fortune telling, come out, psychic hotline, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. I bind you. I break your hold. I break your control over people. Come on. We break your control, demons. You can't control people. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You got to go. Keep going. Out, out, and out. All the way out. Keep moving, up and out of there, up and out. Loose them, and let them go. All the way, keep moving up and out of there. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, it's Jesus' name. Come out of there, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, out of there, out of there, out of there. Come on, all the way out, all the way out, all the way. Tobacco, come out. Controlled by tobacco, demon, come out. Controlled by tobacco addiction, come out, come out. Come out. Come out. Tobacco addiction. Come out. Come out. Go all the way out. All the way out. Tobacco addiction. Loosen and let them go. Up and out of there. All the way out. All that tobacco addiction. Controlled by tobacco. Controlled by nicotine. We break apart that nicotine spirit. Come out of there. That little weasel. It comes in there to keep you going with that and keep you just bound up to it. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. I break the hold. I break your control over the individual that wants it out. Come out, come out, come out, come out now. Move in the name of Jesus. All the way out, all the way out, up and out. Anger. Some people are addicted to bad temper blowups. They blow up and blow out. Yeah, they have blowouts. And they take it out on family members, their husbands, their wives, their children, or fellow employees, or boss. If you're a boss, I had a boss that blew up on me for a while. I worked for years and years ago. He would just blow up at all his employees. He's a horrible man, loaded with devil. Come out, all the way out. Keep coming out. Come on. All that anger. All that rage. Come out now. Anger and rage. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Anger and rage. You have to go. Loose them and let them go. All that anger and rage. Yeah, demons don't like praying in tongues. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep going, anger and rage. Come out. Come on out of there. Move in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus right now. Move in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. That spirit of irresponsible. You have no, you just can't seem to get anything done. You're irresponsible. You don't seem to have any responsibility to do your work, or you're lazy or whatever. That irresponsible spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. You don't take your responsibility seriously. Come out, come out. You don't clean your house, don't clean your room, don't clean the kitchen. Come out. You always have a mess on your hands. Come on, irresponsible spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out. You're sloppy all the time. That's just a sign of demons, folks. Come out. Come out, all the way out. Keep going, all the way out. Sometimes it's a sign of witchcraft. You go into somebody's home, it's just really, really sloppy. Sometimes that's a sign of witchcraft. Come out, that they haven't been delivered from. Come out, all the way out. Irresponsibility, come out. Irresponsible spirit, come out. Lazy spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way out. Go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out of it. Out, 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 out. All that irresponsible spirit. Come out, come out, come out. Come out. That pride, too, you come out. That pride that don't want to admit you have any demons. Certain areas of your life. Oh, I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't have that. That's somebody else. That's so and so. I know them. They got this. They got that. If you don't ever have any of them, come out, pride. All that pride. Come on out. Everybody has demons. Come out. All pride. You have to go. All that pride. Come out, pride. All the way. We command you to go. Come out, pride. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All that pride. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come against pride. Come out, pride. Come out, pride. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. We come against the little spirits that may have lodged in your colon and cause you colon problems. Come out of the colon. Any demons in the colon, come out of the colon right now. Come out of your colon. Come out of your colon right now. Jesus' name. Any demons lodged in the colon? Any demons lodged in it? I bind you. I break your hold. Colitis. Come out, all the way out. Colon cancer, come out, all the way out. All the colon problems, come out. Constipation, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Irritable bowel, come out, in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Bleeding bowels, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Hemorrhoids, spirit, come out. Demons in the hemorrhoid, we command you, come out of the hemorrhoids right now. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go all the way out. All the way out. Yeah, there are things that combat these demons. You eat plenty of fiber. That helps, you know. Yeah, that helps to get these spirits bound up where they can't operate the way they want to. Come out. All the way out. Spirit of hemorrhoids. Come out. Spirit in the hemorrhoids. Come out. Spirit of hemorrhoids. Come out. 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 Spirit of virus. Come out. The virus spirit. Herpes spirit, spirit of herpes. We break the curse of the herpes. Come out. Come on, herpes demons. Come out. All the way out. All those herpes demons. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. Those herpes demons. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of the sore. And herpes sore demons. Come out of the... Come on, we command that sore. We apply the blood of Jesus right now over herpes sores, over herpes problems. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. That herpes demon has to go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, cancer demon. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We speak to you in Jesus' name. We apply the blood against cancer right now. The blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood. The healthy blood doesn't have cancer. Come out all the way out. And we have the healthy blood of Jesus in us. We apply the healthy blood, the life-giving blood of Jesus against you, cancer. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus against infirmity spirits of any kind. We apply the blood of Jesus right now against those demons of infirmity, little demons. You come out of there right now. They're all the way out, all the way out. Those viral spirits, those COVID spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the COVID curse. We break the power of COVID. We break the power of those little things that try to get in and set up little nano things and all that. We bind those spirits, tell them to just die, fall to pieces, and be gone in Jesus' name. Come out in the bowel. Come out and be gone all the way out. Jesus' name. Come out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Parasitic spirits, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Parasitic spirits, go right now. Come out of there. It's gnawing away on your body, trying to break it down. Its immune system break down the power of your natural defenses. We command those parasite spirits to go. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. Those anti-body spirits that are against your body and against to do it damage, the spirits of death working in the body, those little death spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out of there. Death to the body, you come out of there. Trying to bring death on your body, I rebuke that. Rebuke those spirits, come out. Those self-destructive spirits, those self-destructive spirits that try to destruct your body from the inside, come out. Come out of that body right now. Come out of your body. We apply the blood of Jesus against you. The blood over our bodies right now. The blood of Jesus against these spirits. Come out of there. Come out of there right now. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep moving. All the way out. But now, all the way, keep coming out, keep coming out, keep coming out, keep coming out. You're defeated by the blood of Jesus right now, defeated by the blood. You have to go. Jesus rendered you powerless. All right, you go right now. Move. No argument. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Those spirits of overeating try to just make you overeat all the time. Come out. Come out. Come out now. Overeating, come out, come all the way out in the name of Jesus. Right now, you have to go. The blood of Jesus is against you, demon. You have to come out. Overeating, no control in your diet, no control to fast. Like you cannot fast a meal, you cannot fast a day or 2 days or three or even a week. You can't fast. You gotta have that food. There's some spirit that demands it. And the Bible doesn't say if you fast, when you fast. Come out of there right now. That anti-fasting spirit. That spirit of uncontrolled diet. Just controls you in the area of your diet, but you got to have food. You have no spiritual discipline to fast because food controls you. We break the control of that food over you in Jesus' name. Those food spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, go. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this deliverance time that we have today and the Holy Spirit time and praying in tongues and the message and the news and all that we did tonight. Thank you for the time we had. 2 hours. 2 glorious hours in the Spirit. We thank you for what we know and what we're learning and that we're getting stronger. In the Spirit, we ask you to seal this deliverance that people receive today and bless them with a stronger walk in you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We give it the glory. Everybody say amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for those who support the program. Thank you for supporting us in prayer and financing. Thank you for a faithful listener, those who have listened for a long time. We really appreciate, love you. And we will see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
capture the map to the land, much better than you ever planned. Pray for the wind in your sail, follow the heavenly trail. Sailing home on a
someday. That'd be awesome, won't it? Thank you, Jesus. This fight won't last forever. Jesus will come and receive us unto himself, and we will be with him forever and ever. Oh, the joy that is set before us. We are so blessed to be children of God, aren't we? Thank you for our salvation, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But the Lord bless you. Have a blessed weekend. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Good night.